this dark place. I'm in this dark place. Okay, so you are very welcome to this week's episode of the Hot Seat Podcast. In the hot seat this week, we have another wonderful female joining us. We have a musician, a fellow podcast host, and a recently named business owner. We have Edgy V. You're very welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Kelly, for having me.
No worries at all. Now, we did say there about the many things that you do, but first I want to get into the music side of things. We did have your sister in the show a few weeks ago, and she was here to tell us about all things from her perspective. As many people know, you are part of a hip-hop duo, Edgy V and Gigi Karma. Can you give us a little background of the whole music side of things from your point of view?
The music side of things. So it's such a wide thing to get into when you think about it. You know, there's so many things that make up the music industry and like what makes a musician. And you know, I think I asked myself that question. I ponder that question every day, kind of to really delve into like, what does it mean to be a musician? And I think it really means really trying to understand yourself on an inner level and kind of emotional level, and asking yourself, how can I now express that through my music and to the best of my ability? And it's continually refining that and polishing it and getting it to a point where you're like, not only is it just maybe the lyrics or, you know, whatever tone of voice that you're using, but it's just like the presence on stage, or really getting sometimes vulnerable when it's a very emotional song. It could be something that, you know, so it's like, how can I, you know, prepare myself to go to that mental space to really put on a good performance? And it takes a great level of preparation when it comes to that kind of thing, you know, to really get down to, you know, sharing, especially when you're on stage. You know, the most scariest thing in the world for people, the majority of people are actually more afraid to be on a stage, you know, standing in front of a stage, than actually dying. So it's actually been proven to be one of those things that people are more afraid to be on a stage. So think of it this way: someone who stands on a stage and on top of that is sharing very vulnerable feelings, because if they're writing their own lyrics, you know, they're sharing basically insight into their mind. And so on top of that, you know, you really have to be able to hold the energy of the audience, you know, and keep them captivated. And then on top of that, be in that emotional space kind of simultaneously. So it is something that I'm continually perfecting. And I think every musician can say, you know, it's different every time. A different venue has a very big impact on that as well, because sometimes smaller venues can be way more intimate. So it's actually even more kind of daunting sometimes to be in a small venue with people who are really up close to the stage, rather than when you're in a really big gig and you just kind of have that extra space to just really express yourself, and you feel like there's a nice separation between the stage and the audience. So it's like all of these different components come into play. On top of that, it's kind of getting to a point where then asking yourself, you know, trying to connect with people. So I think a true musician is someone who's really like a people's person. I think everybody that, you know, when you're out at a festival or out in a gig or just anywhere out for a walk or whatever, and you see a person that you know or someone that knows you and, you know, comes up to you. And I feel like, you know, to an extent, of course, boundaries should be respected at all times. And I think another thing that should be pointed out is people kind of being aware that, you know, musicians are people, and respecting their boundaries is also very important. And boundaries nowadays are such a big topic as well. So it's those things as well. But at the same time, it's also remembering that you do have to be a people's person, and you want to have to be open, and you want to have to connect with people, because I think through other people, you'll also learn a lot. So maybe it's the experience they had with your music, maybe it's the experience they had with somebody else's music, but it's just also kind of understanding the psyche of another person's mind that gives a whole different new perspective to something, looking at something, you know, a certain completely new way. And I think that's, for me, is such a great source of inspiration, where, you know, I love sitting down and asking people like deep questions about, you know, how did that make you feel? And, you know, it kind of is psychological aspect to it as well. So like, I love sitting down and really listening to people really truly open up, and that affects me deeply. And I think it affects my music deeply, in kind of like, wow, I can share that experience, and I feel like I can connect with this person or bring a new element to your music that you're like, oh, I didn't really think of taking an angle to doing things this way. So there's so many different things like that as well. For me, these are the most important components. I think with the rest of the things, you know, when it comes to your image, of course, branding and image and all of these things are super important, of course, I think getting a brand kind of, you know, just the whole look of a person or just your online presence, all of these things are super important. I think it's important to get that right as a career-wise thing and, you know, progressing and people being able to identify your brand very easily. All of these things are important. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty stuff, I feel like the relatability between the human condition and kind of not feeling so alone, that like that musician that's on stage sharing such a vulnerable part of themselves, and like, I can really connect with that. And I think we're musicians have that powerful way of making us feel less alone and kind of the depths of our own psyche. So that's,
yeah, and it is really true, the lyrics that you do kind of connect with your fan base or give them something relatable, but you are also opening yourself up, kind of allowing yourself to be vulnerable, to allow the emotions to come through. A lot of the songs that you have are with your sister. We know that you rap and your sister sings. How do you kind of maybe set your boundaries to write your lyrics? Because obviously at the moment you guys are experiencing different things. So you still want to get your story across and she still wants to get her story across. So is it just that there's like a true kind of trust between you guys, or would you kind of find it a bit difficult and maybe focusing on choosing the right words?
Yeah, I think a lot of times what tends to happen when it comes to like bands and, you know, duos or whatever, a lot of times I think there's a lot of kind of filtering that goes into taking place and kind of saying what's truly going on, you know. So and I think I'm going to be totally open and honest with you, because I think I'm also trying to practice to be, like I said, more open, and, you know, for people to really connect with me, I have to be open with them. And I think myself and Gigi Karma, we definitely had to develop that relationship when it came to our creative process. And that's totally okay. You know, with any musician that you collaborate with, you kind of have to find your middle ground and, you know, what's their creative process? What's my creative process? And how do I express that to the person without kind of coming across maybe a little too pushy, or maybe the other person, you know, not taking it too personal, because it's such a vulnerable, like I said, process. So everyone can be very sensitive about, you know, oh, I want to do things this way, and not to kind of to maintain that vulnerability with each other and to kind of, you know, show respect and say, you know, I'm respecting myself, but I'm respecting you as well through the process. So I think it's these different elements that are really important. Now, myself and Gigi Karma, back to what I was saying. I do feel like, yes, we had to develop that relationship, and it comes with its own kind of ups and downs, which can impact maybe the fiery nature of our music and, you know, what makes us who we are as the duo, EGV and Gigi Karma. And I totally see that that's something that we have that kind of has that impact. But at the same time, there were times where I do feel it really comes down to, if you don't have someone, you know, properly managing, you know, we're independent artists, maybe we're not at that point where, you know, I had people that were supposed to be managing us, but then lockdown happened. And so, you know, when there's somebody else managing that side of things and taking control of the situation, it makes it a lot easier for everybody kind of just to have their own boundary of kind of, okay, this is what I do, this is what you do, I have no input in this, this is what I was told to do, and this is what you're told to do by our manager. And I think that takes away a lot of that kind of complication. So I feel like this is where it kind of gets a little tricky for us, because I feel like we both have very different career understandings of how do we want to approach, how do we want to, like I said, you know, express our brand online, you know. To me, I have a completely different mindset when it comes to kind of like, she might describe it as more commercial. I would say to me, it's not more commercial. It's just, you know, I understand the marketing side of things. At the end of the day, there's a certain way of marketing to people that you have to understand the psychology behind it. And, you know, so to her, she's like, I don't want to be a sellout. And that can create kind of that conflict between, you know, what I understand. And I'm like, look, we're trying to also make a living here. If you want to be a musician, you know, it's all good and well if you're considering yourself an amateur, you don't want to get paid. But if you want to get paid, there are certain things you have to take into consideration to make that kind of the sellable quality, you know. And I'm not saying you have to sell yourself, it's just I'm saying how you present yourself online and also doing what you love. So I think with the two of us, if we found middle ground, it can be a good component to actually move forward together. So it's like we're staying authentic. So I think she has maintained that authenticity within us in a certain way to that extent. But then there are certain times where we're kind of contradicted the stuff that I'm trying to do and the stuff I'm trying to kind of portray. and get us a little bit more work and trying to get more defined kind of, okay, this is how we're going about it. So I think now we've come to a point as well with our creativity, we've developed to kind of our sound, and we've kind of like, we do love what we do together, and we do take, you know, we are spontaneous. Like, we are spontaneous where we're taking our music. We're pretty happy with the way things are. But at the same time, I think we've come to a point where we've developed ourselves enough as artists to kind of say, I kind of want to explore my sound, and she wants to explore her sound. And I kind of can tell where her sound is going, and she can tell where my sound is going. So now it's like the two of us have kind of sort of moved away a little bit to do our own thing. And that's totally fine, because I think what Corona has also been a gift in itself is that it was a great time for musicians to kind of explore our creativity. And I think that's what's been happening. And I was like, it's totally okay if we do it. And I think at the end of the day, doesn't mean that it's the end of it all. You know, we're giving each other the freedom, but I do kind of want to venture out by myself to kind of test out the theories that I've been trying to do, you know, with her. And I don't know, I'm kind of like trying to see and kind of go fully head in, because I'll be doing my own thing. So, you know, it's finding that middle ground with things, you know, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, and she had mentioned as well about, I had asked her why you guys didn't have a group name as such, and she had said about you two wanting to kind of stay individual but being together, so you still have that opportunity to then go off and do your own thing and to explore your sounds. Would you say there's any downfalls or benefits to working alongside your sister?
Of course, you know, the fact that it's your family member, it's, you know, it comes down to the fact that family members can be a lot honest in a kind of maybe less sensitive way. And of course, that can come across, like I said, the whole part about, you know, when it comes to creativity and your creative expression, it's a very vulnerable thing. So sometimes it can be a little bit jarring. It can be, you know, it can really kind of fluff your feathers at times. And you have to kind of say to yourself, you know, it has developed a thicker skin in receiving feedback. So I think from one side of things, it's definitely a help. But then there are times where you also have to be honest, you know, am I really happy with what I wrote here or what I did here and where I'm taking things? And if you're happy with yourself, it's also helped me to find my own authenticity and being authentic when I'm really truly happy with what I wrote. And you know, she might say, you know, I'm not happy with these lyrics, but I'm like, I'm standing by it. I'm happy with what I did there. So it kind of has developed a more defined of, okay, this is where I'm going with things, and I'm confident in it. And then there are times where I might be maybe slacking a little bit. She'll pick up on that, and she might call me out on it, and I'll be like, okay, fair enough. I'm gonna go out and do something else again, and I'm gonna try take a different approach. So from that kind of things, if you really look at things from different sides like this, it can really help. But then there are times where, like I said, at the end of the day, if you are considering yourself a professional musician, it's still a business. So there are times where I wish kind of like certain etiquettes maybe would have been approached. And, you know, that's, you know, it all comes with time. And like I said, everybody has a very different business approach to things. And I guess we're quite different in that way. So, you know, at times I might have wished she might have come across a certain way, because it might reflect on me, on both of us. So, you know, and maybe she felt the same way at certain times, you know, and that's totally okay. But that's kind of what I'm trying to say, is that not just with the whole family thing, but just whoever it is that you're sharing yourself in your, you know, unit, as you're the unit of the band or the duo or whatever it is. But that's pretty much it. I don't really have anything else to add to that.
Yeah, and they do say about like mixing pleasure with business. So, I mean, of course, mixing family with business is another level completely. As you were saying about kind of taking this time to explore your sound more, what can we maybe expect from you, or how, like, is your sound going to develop, or what's the process that you're going through at the moment?
I love that question, Kelly. Thank you so much for asking that. I really, really wanted to talk about that. So thank you. I feel like this is where now people are going to get maybe a taste more of, like, say Gigi Karma is going to go do her own thing, and everyone's going to get real taste of like where she wants to take her sound. And it kind of makes it interesting. And I think it's making people more curious. And I think people are going to be like, okay, I really like what she's doing. And you know, for me, it's kind of curious. Cause like, as soon as like, it's kind of, when you think about it, it's kind of like a breakup, you know, in a relationship where, you know, you hear somebody's doing something cool and you're like, what are they doing? You know? So you're kind of like, it stirs a curiosity in you and you want to know what is that cool thing that they're doing. So you're going to be like, I'm going to go check it out, you know? And so, you know, if she posts up a video of something that she was doing at home, of a cover or something, and I'm like, you know, or something that she wrote herself, like when she did Isolate with me on your show, and I was like going, you know, the first time I heard her when she recorded that song, the first time ever, and she showed me the video and I seen it go up on Facebook, and I was like, wow, this is like blowing me away. And you know, it's totally different approach to the sound, and I think that can actually make us a lot stronger. So I think if we do end up getting, you know, doing our own thing afterwards, where we come back together, I think it'll have a very positive impact on the sound. So back to me and my sound. So I feel like the whole thing with where I'm heading with things, I feel like Gigi always kind of described my sound as being quite commercial and poppy and kind of a little bit like pop hip hop. And I'm kind of going to say just to people, anybody listening, I do believe that this is what I want. It's not necessarily, oh, like I said, the whole branding and marketing and business and all of that is cool and all, but for me, actually, this is the sound that I want. Like, this is the sound that makes me happy. You know, those people that are like, you know, Gigi, whenever me and Gigi would be in the car on the way to somewhere and like I put on really like poppy stuff to listen to, that just like makes me happy. And, you know, maybe it might be the popular songs playing on the radio, but that, you know, I heard it, I liked it, I'm listening to it. I don't care if it's the popular song right now. I enjoy it. It makes me happy. And, you know, so to other people could come across, or even to Gigi, be like, oh, maybe you're selling yourself out, or, you know, it has such a playable quality. But I'm like, if I'm happy doing that, what's wrong? What's wrong with that? You know, and if it gets played on the radio, cool, even better. You know, if people want me to, you know, if I get like an ad, you know, where somebody approaches me, like, we want the song in our ad or something, I'm like, why not? You know, that's cool too. And if I can have that and reinvest that back into myself and continue developing myself, you know, going to a cool studio, getting a cool producer, you know, paying people more. Like, what's wrong with paying people more? People are not paid enough loads of times, especially people who are independent and starting out and stuff. So, you know, I definitely think there's going to be a poppy quality to my music. I'm definitely kind of taking a very feminine approach, I think, to the songs that are coming up. Now, the song that I'm going to be giving people a sneak into today is definitely more energetic and more like outgoing, and it's definitely maybe not as poppy, but I'm kind of keeping things under wraps when it comes to the poppy stuff, because I do feel like when it comes to vocal abilities, it's always been Gigi's thing. So Gigi's always been the singer, and I'm still kind of working a lot on developing myself. I'm not overexerting myself when it comes to, you know, intro or hooks and things like that. And there's going to be a lot more singing involved in my songs, but kind of more, you can expect kind of a jazzy hop, kind of a little bit of like rapping style a little bit. So you can expect a little bit of that too in one of the songs. And that is just going to be so chill. It's going to be like a chill vibe. I really want to have this experience where I go on stage and I'm just so chill with everybody, and everybody's like real chill with me, and everybody's just like so chilled afterwards, and everybody's just like happy and like just real content, and you know, but then at the same time, like kind of like boppy at the same time. So it's like I want to have that specific energy. I'm kind of thinking about like, now what energy am I evoking? And so I feel like that's where it kind of my personality lies, and I think I'm going to have a lot of fun with that. So I definitely feel, like I said today, nobody's going to get a taste of the stuff that I'm talking about. I'm going to get a little bit more energetic with a certain song. This song I feel like is that everybody's going to get to listen a little bit into today. I feel like the lyrics express me just sort of letting go of all the expectations about me and where, you know, what's been kind of placed upon me, what's been expected from me. And I feel like I'm taking off the mask, and or people kind of saying, you know, you're not going to do anything with yourself. And this is me taking off all of that, like, layers of giving a fuck. Can I say giving a fuck on the show?
Of course you can.
Yeah, cool. So it's like me, it's pulling off those layers and kind of saying, look, this is me. I'm okay with me. And this is what you guys are getting. And you can totally be okay with me not liking it, but I'm in my power. I'm okay with my skin. I'm comfortable with my skin. I'm comfortable with who I am as a person. This is who I am and sharing myself with the world. And if it's not your thing, it's okay. So many other musicians out there you can enjoy, you know? So it's like, I feel like the song, this is what it's about. And wherever my music takes me, I'm not really sure. I'm really just taking the whole work aspect out of it. That's what I'm kind of saying. I think my music is going to express that chill, maybe energy or more relaxed energy, because I'm just taking the work out of it completely and I'm trying to have more fun. So I hope that people can kind of pick up on that as much as I'm trying to evoke it as well.
Amazing. I think while we're on the description of the new sound and the little taste you're going to give to people, I think we might go with that now, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Absolutely.
Sometimes I'm fading, sometimes I feel like I made it. I know I need to keep my mind elevated more than ever. Keeping my lines clever when they said I'll reach it. They told me I could never. Nella Keir, who do you think is doing better? I've stormed every weather, now I become the storm. My inner power is reborn. No longer do I keep up with scores, I stay on my own course. When was the last time you asked yourself, what are you living for? Yo, can you feel it? My power has returned. Can you deal with it? As my new page turns, I'm looking at my past, watching it burn, baby burn, as I'm flying with the birds. Now I burn my old house down without any regrets, while you afraid to try, I risk it all and bet I tear it all down without a dent. Baby, can you say the same? Yeah, I bet.
Thank you anyways for giving us a wonderful rendition and a taster into the newest kind of vibe that we have going. We do have a lot maybe to kind of expect from you. Do you think we'll be getting to see this new side of you this year, or how long before we get like maybe your first official project?
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of, at the minute I'm kind of in the process of having finished three songs now. Some of the, like the third song for example, is still, it needs a little bit of work on like the hooks and stuff, and that's totally okay. But there's another song that I still take it back, the updated instrumental for one of the producers that I'm working with, but the majority of it is kind of, the chunk of it is done as well. So I pretty much have kind of four songs there, and I'm planning to do like a solo EP. So I need to write one more song, and I'd be hopping into a friend's home studio that I have the luxury of, that many people don't, but I'm feeling very grateful. And I'm going to be recording a demo EP just to kind of see where I'm going with the sound, like production of things. And once that kind of is established and I'm pretty happy with the way things are sounding, I'm definitely going to be booking a studio and hopping in to record and sending off things for mixing and mastering. So the question is, I have a feeling that I'm definitely going to have some stuff over the summer. I feel like I'm definitely in the mood because of all the songs I'm kind of writing. I have these kind of visions of maybe like fun, kind of summery, a little bit like videos coming up, like Colorful, Bright and Poppy. I think we need Colorful, Bright and Poppy right now. I think everyone's just so sick of everybody kind of complaining and when this is going to be over. And I think that's kind of what we all need, is a little bit of that reviving energy. And I think everyone's kind of going to vibe with it and kind of, you know, I think it's what everyone kind of needs right now. So I feel like that's what I need as well. I think that's going to put me back into kind of swing of things in a good space. So hopefully over the summer, I might maybe release a single, music video, and with the way things are going, I most likely will then, maybe the end of the summer, it could be the middle of summer, it could be, you know, so it's seeing how the creative process goes. But I have a feeling people can expect things over the summer from me when it comes to that.
Perfect. So that's something to look forward to and something to keep everyone cheered up. I would like to move on now to another kind of venture that you have. Around this time last year, you did get started with I Am a Diva podcast. We have seen that go from strength to strength over the past year. Can you talk to me about the setting that up and having the initiative to create this platform for females?
That's a wonderful question as well. Thank you. I've been kind of pondering this thing even just before lockdown. I'm a Diva podcast has been such a little baby that I've been cradling for a while until I was like, okay, you're ready to go out into the world. So it's been at the back of my mind even just before the first ever lockdown. And I've explained it into my first ever post when I announced the podcast, but I post so much, I'm so active on social media that it's gonna be hard to find that post. So I'm just gonna talk about it now. So it's definitely something I've been, at the back of my head. I've been really sitting with it and kind of saying, what do I want to call it? What's going to be like the thing that's going to most express what it's about? And I feel like I'm a Diva podcast is kind of like empowering yourself to say, I'm a boss woman in the music industry and I'm totally owning my power. And we're always kind of identified as the divas because we're like, we know what we want and we're asking for it and we're totally comfortable about it. And I think it's kind of like a little mantra just saying I'm a Diva podcast. It's like a little mantra that you get to say, and I get to say that a lot every time we record a good episode. And the thing is that I feel like there's definitely a heavy underrepresentation when I was pondering this idea. Now, we know Linda Coogan's been doing a lot of work on Gender Disparity Report, which has been, she was our first opening season two episode, which I was very lucky, very grateful to have her on the show. And she's done amazing work. She recently did a post on her Instagram as well. I'm always keeping up with everything she's talking about. There's been like articles coming out, that she's been relentlessly getting more radio play for females in the music industry, to kind of even out the scale of, how many males get played on the radio and the percentage of females and all of that. So it's been 9 months now that she's been relentlessly working on that. And I feel like she's had such a heavy contribution. And then on top of that, like I said, this was now when I think about it, maybe like 2 years ago that I was kind of pondering this idea. And a year ago, I finally took the plunge. And I feel like now I can see it shifting in a positive way. And I feel like I want to be also a contributor in that way, that empowering women. And I feel like I definitely have like a vision where once kind of, events are able to pick up back up, I'm definitely seeing myself, and I have other females that were on the podcast that are amazing at events, that are amazing at, they have amazing music contacts in the music industry. They have all of this different knowledge. So we're definitely planning on running events where we're going to have workshops, we're going to have gatherings for females and networking and stuff. And we're going to have workshops kind of that will be included as well to kind of learn a little bit something during the day. And then I'm definitely going to be booking some artists that have been guests on the show, paying the artist, all of that kind of stuff. So it's going to be all to kind of encourage people and empower females and get the knowledge that they might be needing, the little missing gaps that might be needing for them to kind of just really get their career kicking off and their career start, or just maybe meeting the right person to do like a video shoot or something, and it's just supporting females and each other and giving each other opportunities. Now, this is another thing that I'm keeping in mind. What I think people disregard is that they think, oh, I'm a female, somehow I'm not going to be as good at my job. But the thing is, with I'm a Diva podcast, whenever I select a female to come onto the show or things like that, these are women that work really hard. They really know what they're doing. They really have something to offer. And so I'm building a strong network of women that we can really confidently give each other opportunities, and we know and kind of rely on each other that each other is going to do a good job. And so I'm hoping to kind of grow into something like that that becomes a thing where females can really feel supported. So like say for example, after going to one of these events and you're meeting loads of these cool females that have been on the different seasons, and we're all getting to chat and we're all getting to learn things together, and then we're getting to watch performances at the end of the night and stuff like that. And it's just really girly fun, really relaxed. I'm thinking of like a really vibing kind of scene, where everyone's just kind of like, it's not too heavy. It's not all about like, oh, learning network. It's about actually building real relationships, real authentic relationships that you're like, I can depend on you, I trust you, I like you, I like to spend time with you, we can learn from each other. So I definitely see this growing into something really positive. I really see this something that gives me an opportunity that I think every woman hopefully after at least one of the workshops, one of the events, you know, goes back into the industry and feels way more confident. And you know why? Because you know there's this big tribe of women right behind you supporting you. And you know what? You're going to have a different walk about you. You're going to have a different talk about you. You're just going to be like, you're like, I feel supported. I don't need any of you to support me because I have this strong network of women behind me. So you can't disrespect me. So you're not going to, you know, I hope it's going to empower women to kind of be less inclined to kind of take crumbs and, it, you know, feel like, you know, you're not going to do, give me the money that, you know, I'm asking you to pay me, you know, or you don't want to pay me because I'm a female as much, or you're willing to pay another guy more money because you think he's going to do a better job. Well, that's okay. I have this other network of women, you know, and it's kind of knowing your worth. So I hope this whole vision is going to empower women to know their worth more.
Yeah. And it is definitely an empowering platform where, like, I mean, you're allowing your guests to come on and to speak about their experiences and things they do, but then there's also a fun element to it as well. So you get to see the kind of natural personality come through. And it is much needed that females do have that kind of support within a male-dominated industry. You have obviously now seen kind of different sides of the industry. I mean, you've had guests on who are performers, you've had different genres, you've had people on who work in kind of behind the scenes. Not to kind of talk down too much, but have you noticed trends maybe about issues that are happening in the scene, or is there different things cropping up with different people?
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely a repetition in certain situations that I feel like, you know, one of my favorite questions towards the end is kind of like asking my guests, like, where do you think the music industry is heading for females? You know, is it positive? What's your perspective? And I feel like there's a lot of times, you know, it's mostly positive. And I feel like women are really starting to come into their own. Like I said, they're starting to realize their worth and saying, you know, I'm not going to accept any less. And they're starting to really kind of say no to things. And I feel like after the Me Too movement of like the mention of like the music industry, kind of when you think about all of the different kind of sex scandal allegations and all the different things that has happened many a times where, you know, you're, especially if you're a female artist or whatever it is that you're constantly like in the music industry, you might be surrounded by producers and stuff all the time, like late nights in the studio and things like that. And you should feel safe to do your job. You should feel safe at an event to, you know, not feel like kind of harassed or anything like that, just because, you know, you're dressed up and you're supposed to be this persona that's presented to the world. You're like, it doesn't give you any right to treat me any certain way or, you know, try to come across in a harassing tone. And, you know, so it's like, I feel like there's definitely that kind of thing coming into play now that I feel like people are sort of like calling it out more and more, and people feel safer in the music industry since the Me Too movement. There's been that highlight. And I feel like women are seeing a lot of positivity, and I feel like they're now realizing, you know, stop relying completely on men in the music industry. Build your female relationships too. And that's another thing that's emphasized, and I think women are starting to realize, is that you don't have to, you know, of course the dominant kind of force is a lot of males doing loads of different projects, and that's cool too, and have your good relationships with them, but I'm saying that build your good relationships with women too. And I feel like I'm getting a sense that when I do go on to do these events with these women, I'm gonna have a whole new experience of, you know, running them, because everyone's gonna know, no one's gonna say, or can you do this, or do you think you're gonna do this well, or there's not gonna be that kind of pressure. Everyone's gonna trust in each other to do their thing, to do well. So I feel like it's gonna be a completely totally new experience for me, and hopefully for the whole industry. I just feel like that things do pick up, and I think, like I said, Linda has been doing an amazing job, and so many other groups are popping up, you know, supporting the, you know, different Instagram pages and stuff. So much is going on right now, and I'm so happy to be in the middle of it all and contributing in my own little way.
Definitely. And I love what you said there about when you do get to host the gigs, about everyone kind of going in, and there's none of this, oh, you can't do that, it's going to be doing it. Because I was on a show there for International Women's Day, and I had kind of talked about one of my goals for the future was to be able to walk into a venue and be like, okay, I'm going to fix the sound or do whatever, you can't say no to me. Because trust me, I've been turned down a couple of times. Yeah. We have to wait for the owner to come along, this, that, the other. But we're going to put our foot down now. So once we get back to it 100%.
Yes. Yes, queen.
100. I know we obviously haven't had like a normal experience since I Am a Diva podcast has been on the go. But over the year, have you noticed a change? Obviously, because we've still had a lot of things happen over the year, a lot of things have been addressed. Have you noticed the change in attitude from your guests now to when you kind of first started? Like, has there been a shift?
I think like what we were saying before, I feel like women are more and more coming into their own. So I think just the fact that there's more of this kind of energy around us that's kind of uplifting the entire female consciousness right now, that I think naturally women are just kind of saying what they mean and saying what they want, and there's none of this kind of holding back. And I feel like maybe at the beginning there was a little bit, maybe still kind of like, oh, should I say that, or do you know? And I mean, it comes down to the person, really. It's really hard to tell, you know. I feel like it's kind of our own inner work as well. Like I said, surrounding yourself with certain people. So I think kind of noticing and being a part of such a podcast and kind of noticing, okay, this is a movement and there's loads of other cool stuff going on. I think like just women are feeling more safe to just express themselves. So I feel like now that the podcast kind of image is kind of concrete, and it's clear that, you know, you can go on and you can say whatever you want, you can say what you mean, and you're totally in a safe space. So I think I've always tried to kind of, you know, emphasize that energy whenever I'm doing a show, that, you know, you can say whatever you want, you can say what you mean. But I do feel like now there's definitely a pickup in just people going for it. And it's kind of hard to tell. It's very individual thing, but you know, a part of it, I do notice a little bit of a difference. Could be just because I'm a better host now, that I'm better interviewing. I don't know. But hopefully, I hope that that's the case. And I hope women are becoming more confident. Just, you know, own your power.
You know? Most definitely. And I mean, you are, thanks to a lot of that as well, for giving people the platform and making them feel so comfortable. You always ask people who their ultimate diva is, but I don't think we've ever heard you say who yours is.
I'm surprised you said that to me, because I'm like, I'm always asking that, but you're absolutely right. Honestly, I feel like there's a couple of divas for me. I feel like, I don't know why it is, but I feel like Christina Aguilera has like been a big impact. I feel like Britney's got her own thing, like Beyonce's got her own thing, but I feel like Christina Aguilera has just always stayed such a queen the whole way out. And I feel like when it comes to so many different scandals, even like with Britney, kind of, you know, she's had her own hectic life, but I feel like with Christina, I'm pretty sure she had her own hectic things going on, but I feel like she's just such a not conservative, more a private persona, that I feel like I can relate to her a lot in that way, that I feel like there's, okay, look, we're all going through personal stuff, and we can, you know, if you feel guided to share who you are with the world or something you're experiencing that might empower somebody else, that's totally fine too. But I feel like she's always stayed such a queen and kind of just focusing on being an artist, doing that, and kind of, instead of kind of sharing her personal life. So she has a good separation between the two, and I think nobody ever really heard too much about kind of what's going on in her personal life. And I feel like that's a practice I'm willing to incorporate in kind of my own life, that my private life stays quite private in its own sense, but then when it comes to me being this persona in the music industry, you know, I'm willing to share a lot about those things and talk about that, and you know, certain other topics, that's totally okay too. But I'm saying when it comes to kind of all the different scandals, I feel like I'll be the type of person as well, like I'd like to minimize the damage when it comes to my personal life, and I'd like to keep it that way. And I think she's been an inspiration to me. I feel like her music, she's always been very versatile, and she wasn't afraid to take risks, and she's super talented. Like, I mean, come on, her voice is insane. So I feel like out of all of them, the one that resonated for me the most was Christina. Yeah.
That's an interesting choice, and one that you wouldn't hear many people say, but I definitely get the whole being able to separate like the personal life from the main and things, I think that's the music,
why, you know, that's, I think that's what kept her kind of under wraps in a way. I think that's why, you know, she kind of, I feel like she knows her power, and she doesn't need all the scandals to kind of sort of amp her up more or something. I feel like she likes where she is, and she honors that space, and she kind of is like, I'm okay where I am, I don't need anybody else to kind of make me bigger than I am, and all of this kind of stuff. So I think that's the energy I get from her, and that's why I really like that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Another venture that you have, I mean, we know you're all about the fashion, the image. I mean, we've seen your Instagram posts, your Facebook posts. You've done a bit of modeling, all things like that. Your auntie is a fashion designer. You have recently announced that you have just created your own business. Now, this is something that was teased a little bit before, but now it is official. You have the Real Raw Remarkable Clothing. Can you tell us a bit more about this? Because I know that that is coming up very soon and it's bubbling at the moment. So tell us all about that.
I'm gonna be honest to anybody that is starting their own business. I bow down to you because it's not for the faint-hearted. I'm just gonna say this right now. And even though I consider myself quite a determined, person, but I have found myself hitting a lot of different brick walls when it comes to kind of paperwork and where do I go, what do I do so I don't get done for taxes or something and get audited. So it's like how do I get myself into trouble and making sure I'm a legitimate business. So there was a lot of this research. I had to kind of you have to bend a lot in different ways, and you need to ask yourself, okay, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? How can I maximize, my weaknesses and kind of like build myself up? What skill sets can I get to kind of build myself up to minimize those weaknesses? Then that's, yeah, I was saying maximize, but minimize the weaknesses. So I felt like I had to really push myself and push my comfort zone, past my comfort zone, about things that I really don't enjoy doing. And I feel like I really like all of the, all of the fashion, and I love getting together all the designs and these ideas, and all of this creative thing is so much fun for me, and I've really been enjoying the process. But when it came to all of the paperwork, when it comes to the accountancy stuff, when it comes to cash flow projections and all of this kind of thing, it's like, oh my God, my brain is exploding, and I'm definitely not a numbers person. I failed my maths in leaving. I had to retake the maths later. I had to pass my level 5 maths to get into music production. And I did do that and stuff, and I was very proud to do that. But it's just numbers are kind of a challenging thing for me when it comes to kind of sitting down and you have to be so correct. Everything has to flow and the numbers have to go together, and all of the other, like I said, the legalities, there's so much to take in. There's so much to take in, and it's actually been quite overwhelming. So I've been kind of taking it one day at a time. And since last year, the launch should have happened along a much sooner ago, but the reality is the corona hit as well. There's like the financial side of things, the paperwork. So the paperwork is the most important thing. Once if you don't have the paperwork, the rest of it can't really go ahead. So this is what I've been really focusing on, very passionate about it. I've really pushed myself into doing a lot of online courses. Like I've been learning a lot about Brexit. I remember I dedicated a whole day of this online webinar from like 9:30 to like 4 p.m. all about Brexit, so you can imagine what my brain was like at the end of the day. And but the thing is, the reality is that I should learn about it so I know exactly what I'm doing. Can I provide my services in terms of like the clothes and whatever it is that I have offer on the online store for UK? Like, so I learned that I can supply people in UK for items up to 150 euro without having to pay for customs. So I have now say to UK, okay, we can help you, but the orders have to stay under 150 euro. So it's like little things like that, it's just going to save you a lot of hassle later. So it's clearing all of that out and learning everything that you need to know now so that it doesn't come and bite you in the ass later. And that's the most important thing. It's still a lot to do, but I've been really doing a lot of groundwork since last year and really planning my marketing strategy, all of this, these other things. And it's starting to see and starting to show, like results are kind of taking form and things are coming into form. And I just hope that the restrictions get lifted so I can actually get all my models together and just do a nice photo shoot and stuff. So fingers crossed, the collection's out as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think understanding the background of things is definitely a whole lot, especially when it comes to business and your taxes and all that sort of stuff. I wouldn't have a clue. So fair play to you for sitting down and doing all
Scary.
that.
It's scary.
What can we expect from the line that you're going to bring in?
Wonderful questions, Kelly, today. I just wanted to tell you wonderful questions. So the collection is very much all about the fact that we are all living a very modern and quite fast-paced lifestyle. Now, we're not talking about, you know, Corona, we're talking about pre-Corona. And the reality is that things will eventually pick up again. And what I've noticed is that, you know, we all love fashion. We all love to feel good. We all love to look good. But the reality is that, you know, when it comes to putting together an outfit with someone who might have as much of a fashion sense and things like that, you know, you want to be like, I want to look good. I want to feel good. I want to wear good quality clothes and not have to make a crazy amount of effort. And I can head out the door and live my fast paced life and live my active lifestyle. And you want to be able to tick those boxes. And so this is the stuff that I kind of really incorporated and kind of taking that into account. You know, I feel like the first collection is going to be called Earth Tone Collection. It's inspired kind of like it with earth tone kind of vibe. So it's going to be kind of muted colors. Now, it's not going to be completely muted, but it's going to be very kind of clean collection, like very neutral kind of collection. And I feel like it's definitely going to be one of those things that it's just going to be so easy to match with one another. It's easy to transition into one of things. So say, for example, when you think of like a t-shirt, you know, for a guy, like guys normally wear like just plain t-shirts, and that's totally fine. And we're going to have cool designs at the front for, you know, hoodies and t-shirts. But what I've kind of taken into account that was like, it's just a little bit cool, a little bit edgy, is kind of the length of it. So like the length of it is going to be longer than the usual shirt. So it's kind of like, it looks cool. Like if you're like, say it's a black t-shirt with a design at the front and a black pair of jeans or something, and you can easily, like the guy can go out for the day, and then if you're heading out to a club or heading out to a bar, you can easily wear that, you know, leather jacket and something. And it's just going to have that little bit of extra vibe. And you're like, this dude is kind of doing things a little differently. Like, and so these little things have been taken into account for guys and girls. So there's going to be like long t-shirts incorporated for the girls as well, where, you know, you're wearing jeans for the day with a shirt, but then you were like, I'm heading out later. So, you know, pop in a red pair of heels in the bag, hoops in the bag, you know, red lipstick, and you take off the pants and you hop into the shoes, hop into the earrings, and off you go. And you're like, I'm vibing, I look good. And you're like, all it took is me taking my pants off. You know what I'm saying? So it's realizing that, you know, I want to support your modern lifestyle. And that's kind of the whole idea behind it. The colors are easy to match, mix and match with majority of your clothes. This is kind of the elements that I'm taking into account that I really want to do. And we also, you know, we have a sustainable vision. So of course, you know, things when, especially when you're launching a business, so many costs are involved, and starting out, or, you know, all of those things are a lot of money. And we are trying to incorporate like different sustainable elements as much as we can at the minute. And we do have a sustainable vision to kind of move towards making the business more and more and more sustainable. So for example, I will be providing 100% compostable bags for people to ship out. So once you're actually used, you know, you got your order in the door, you're happy out, you opened it up, you got your clothes inside, whatever it is that you're ordered, and you can easily dispose that bag guilt-free 100%, and it'll like decompose like on its own. And it's the nicest thing, and it's the cutest little thing on the front of the bag, and it says worms love me. And it's just so funny because I'm like, that's on a bag. But anyway, it's little things like that that you're like, I'm also enjoying this brand, I'm enjoying this clothes, living this modern lifestyle, but I'm also supporting the earth while I'm living this modern lifestyle. Because I think people think, oh, I'm living such a fast-paced life, you know, I don't have the time to be doing all of this earthy stuff and supporting the earth. But I'm like, but that's the thing, you can live a fast-paced lifestyle and incorporate it in by, you know, supporting brands like this that do that for you. So little things like that, there's going to be like phone covers, it's going to be phone holders, there's going to be some jewelry involved, there's going to be like different things like involved with like oil melts, you know, scented oil melts, so kind of like relaxation and supporting your relaxation after a long day of living it up. And you're like, I just want to unwind now for the night, and then you listen to some songs and put on like a lavender oil melt and things like that. So it's like, it's going to be, this is where the beauty of it is that there's going to be so much more to expand upon as we kind of go along and grow as a brand. And it's going to give me a lot of freedom because it's all about supporting a modern lifestyle. And that means very different things to different people. So the variety that's going to hopefully grow and to expand into, it's going to be amazing. And, you know, I hope it does what it says on the tin.
Definitely sounds amazing. I can't wait to get my hands on some stuff that you guys are releasing, because this whole fast-paced lifetime is right up my alley. I don't know how many gigs I've been late to because I've had to go home from work to get changed. So definitely, I'm looking forward to that. Can you talk to us then about the vision for this brand? Like, how often are we going to be releasing new stock, or are we just kind of putting the first batch out there and seeing how it's perceived?
Yeah, so the way the collection is going to be, so as soon as the first launch collection is out, we're, you know, limited stock will be available. We'll see how each of the designs do and see which ones are the most popular ones. If I see a big demand for certain things, I think I'm considering giving people a little bit of a voice of, like, you know, when it comes to social media, to get people to be more active on social media. You're like, oh, I really enjoyed this hoodie or this t-shirt or this item, and I really want you guys to put it back into stock so I can maybe get it for a friend or something. And I'm like, I want people to kind of just voice what they like, what they didn't like, and kind of give each other the freedom to kind of say, you know, I'd be like, okay, you guys are happy with these hoodies, I'll add more of these hoodies in, you know, I'll re-add the stock, and we'll try to have this nice kind of relationship online and social media, and kind of like, so, you know, people's activity with me is going to be very nice. And I want us, when it comes to social media content, I'm going to want us to learn together maybe more about, like, sustainable practices as well. As we grow into becoming more sustainable, we'll kind of share that experience and journey with you, so you can maybe pick up a thing or two. You know, like, how can I support the earth with little ways of my everyday routine? So it's like almost like we're kind of growing together, and it's kind of nice, like, that we can share that. So like I said, we'll see how things go with the Earth Tone collection. Once it's out, if it sells out really fast, I might have to do another new batch. When it comes to the number two collection, I'm probably going to see how things are going with the Earth Tone. And I do have a sense of kind of like when I want the second collection to come out. I already have ideas for the second collection designs, and it's going to be totally different. And that's the cool thing about the brand, is that you can expect very different things when it comes to each of the collections. And we're going to take a completely new spin each time, so that we're kind of facilitating and supporting very different personas, because some people really like muted colors, and I really like muted colors, and I like that in my style. But some people are like, I really like bright colors, I really like cool bright designs, and I'm kind of like, you know, so maybe the second collection will be a little bit more colorful, you know, hint, hint, maybe not, maybe will, you know. So it's like I'm giving myself the freedom to really, you know, this is where the fun is the fact that we're supporting your modern lifestyle. There's no concrete specific image of, you know, the way it's going to be. Like, say Calvin Klein is very clean, sleek lines, and very always very kind of clean colors, like muted colors. And, you know, they have that going for them. That's their thing. But I feel like for me, because it's a modern lifestyle, things are always switching up, things are always changing. And that's where the fun is going to be for me, and hopefully for everybody else, to kind of keep up with what we're doing.
Amazing. So we have a lot of stuff that's keeping you going this year, a lot of things to expect from you. We have new music, we have the potential of some female gigs or events, and we also have this wonderful fashion line that's coming up. So Edgy V, I would like to wish you the best of luck with all of that, and hopefully Corona will back off a little bit so we can execute all these plans properly.
Kelly, thank you so much for having me on the show. To everybody listening, I hope everybody's staying good, keeping good. Hopefully the weather is going to affect our mental health in a more positive way. To everybody else, like I said, I'm very active on my social media. Keep up with my social media, connect with me. I love connecting with new people. So much love to everybody out there, and, you know, continue to love yourself. That's all I'm going to say.
That was a fabulous note. I don't think I need to say any more on that. Just thank you to everybody who has tuned in.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us, of course.
I'm in this dark place. I'm in this dark place. It's true.
the materials to a point you're delirious. You're not serious about what you want and you pull those stunts. Understand this and this only. Sometimes you will feel lonely. Get those tears dry, give it time and you will realize. Write it out. Not to keep it now, we try to stay awake in the day, chasing our motivation with stimulants that only keep it further away. It's like a game we play, a race with our brain, a fight, a growth or pain, a routine of the same adventures we annihilate for financial gain. We trap ourselves in an unbreakable chain to protect our family's name. So social I think, but I know you're not the same. You are different, you know the cost of it, and you're willing to pay. The green light is the highlight of your flame. I know you're here with me, come with me to Manila.
Running out of some materials to a point you're delirious. You're not serious about what you want, you pull those stunts. Understand this, and it's only sometimes you will feel lonely. Get those tears dry, give it time and you will realize. Write it out, smile it out. Don't fight anymore, listen to your soul. Give up what you know.
Only borrowed to stain, but the trick is to alienate, not to find what's above. The true traits gotta rise with the doves, rise with the sun in the day. You gotta cup up with the lot when you pray and never give up. As only I rise and will stay, so let come what may. What you can do is enough. Killing your soul, try to refrain. Create something you can be proud of. There is gonna be gain, let others think you're gonna sin. Because only you know what you crave.